So our official welcome for December 1st, Tuesday, Live with Linda. And as usual, it's just a great, really honor for me to be here with all of you and spend this time. And I have been really enjoying this series from Brook Medicine Eagle, Returning to Earth. The wisdom that I have been receiving from these talks is just very inspiring. And one of the things that came from Genevieve, or Jen Boas, who's in Northern England, was the concept of eye gazing. Now, I'm sure many of you have done it. I did it many years ago at Esalen Institute, where you simply sit across from a person and you don't just gaze, you speak about yourself, for like, who am I? And you simply speak for, usually it's about 3 minutes, and the other person simply witnesses, simply listens, and then the other person has their turn. And you just speak about yourself from without stopping. It's a very wonderful exercise that I've shared over the years in some of my classes. But this is different, what she's, and of course on the Esalen, for any of you who did the EST training or Landmark, you stand on a stage with 25 people, like 50 people facing each other, and simply just look at them. Just look them in the eye with connecting in that level. And I was, that's something that was not a problem for me, because I'd been practicing that just for many, many years. I can't remember why. I mean, it was actually intuitive. But some people fainted when that, with two people in the 50 that I was part of the group of, I think like 400 people in this room. And that was rather shocking. But what Genevieve is talking about is simply gazing without speaking for up to 15 or 20 minutes. And the experiences that she describes are very powerful and very beautiful. And she describes this, and perhaps some of you in Europe have heard of this, that it was an experiment that was done in Germany, where a refugee was put together with a local person and simply had this experience of just being there with them. And apparently, really, what disappeared was the disconnect, and a whole new level of connection came about. But that's just, and the other thing, oh my, from Pam Montgomery, which is a few days ago with Brooke Medicine Eagle. You know, I talk to my plants. We have them all around us inside. Of course, they're outside, and I talk to many of the outside ones too. They're amazing. But I got something, a deeper level, even if you can imagine that, from listening to Pam's connection with nature. And this possibilities that we have of having this really deep relationship with just houseplants, when you don't have the opportunity, like we have to be surrounded here because we're on the second floor. Most of you know that. And we're at the tops of many of the trees, and some of the palm trees go way above us, but to be in the tops of the trees and just see this beautiful, very gentle movement now of the palm fronds, because it's a quiet morning, does something, you know, to us at a soul level that's really beautiful. And I just want to greet more of you. Jewel, hi. Oh, and Liz, hi. Dana, hi. Heimke, lovely to see you. And I don't know who JDEP's iPhone is. Yeah, I wish that I would love to know everybody who's here with us. So I want to start reading a piece today from Why Prayer Works. And one of the reasons I want to share this with you is that when I'm with you, I feel totally normal. When I'm not here with you, boy, the last 2 days I had a major relapse. And I'm just realized this morning that it's because I had to go off all of these various support for my thyroid and the berberine and all these wonderful herbs and things that I've been taking, because I needed to do a saliva test to check my estrogen level, because I'm taking estrogen inserts, vaginal inserts, but I haven't been tested for the level for like more than 3 years. That's not the best idea. So that's what I was doing. Christine, I see you. Christine Shaw, you're getting some more people jump on. So what one of the things I realized that has made me get to this level of, whoa, breakdown of my immune system is the fact that I have been listening to all of the political news stuff for like 3 months. I mean, a lot, jumping back and forth, listening to everything. And I suddenly realized, oh my gosh, I mean, you've heard me say before that thanks to what I learned from Roland McCready from Heart Math Institute, this concept that if you say something negative about yourself to yourself, it reduces the effect of our immune system. It reduces the strength of our immune systems. And I suddenly realized I had been like for months, I've been saying, you know, sending out gratitude to all the people that I know are really in trouble, losing their jobs, all not knowing where their next meal is going to come from. And I suddenly realized what it was doing to me. And so I shut off the TV completely, and I just started to pray. And I've already seen, you know, what I think are major results from just prayer. And so I wanted to share a part in this little book, Uncommon Prayer, with you as a reminder. So this is this is the book by Ruth L. Miller. It's available for like $12 on Amazon. And it's something I've referred back and forth to for many years, since I first did a workshop with her here, I don't know, a decade or so ago. And the feeling that we're after when we pray is not just emotion, nor is it just sensation. It's a combination of sensation, emotion, thought, and gut sense or intuition. It's the feeling of knowing in every cell of the body that everything fits in, through, and around us, and so is accomplished. To get to that feeling is the challenge and the essence of prayer. We start with the words, sounds, movements, and images that help us reach a state of consciousness in which we can use all of our senses through imagination to experience the desired situation. Once there, we can begin to experience the emotions that come with having that experience and to sense the reality of it. From that state, we open up to the possibility of something more, an even greater possibility flowing through us into the world. And when we've felt that greater possibility slip into place or fit, we begin to feel gratitude for its existence. Then we are truly, consciously praying. When a Unity Religious Science or Christian Science practitioner prays for healing, the first step is to turn away from or deny the possibility of the disease or lack being brought to them. Then they use whatever technique they know to move them into conscious awareness of the essential qualities of life, order, abundance, and love in the universe. When they feel those qualities as the fundamental truth of the whole, they focus that feeling on themselves and the person who has come to them. Then they feel the abundant life and wholeness that is the fundamental, and in the practitioner's current awareness, the only truth of the person's being. We reach a point where a wonderful feeling of gratitude flows through the practitioner's heart and body, a heartfelt appreciation for the well-being of all. And what this brings me to is one of our basic philosophies with our work with animals and people is to simply focus on the perfection. And that is what with this 1 1/4 basic spiral circle, it's like a connector to that consciousness in every cell in our body that holds the creativity of the universe. I love the little book, The Lost Mode of Prayer by Greg Braden. And I learned years ago from that book that in any situation, instead of looking at the difficulty of the situation, hold the outcome that we're searching for and just know that it is so. And so it is. And this is one of the things, Maureen, I'll get to you in a second. Thank you. I see your hand up. Thank you. This is one of the things, as I say this to all of you, I remind it to myself. And the question is like, the challenge is to learn what's going on in the body and then deal with it and still use all of this plant-based stuff that I'm doing to help my body to come to a stronger state of my immune system, which is what we need to do, is build our immune systems. And it starts with our thoughts. And I'm just so grateful to be able to share some of this with you because about 2 months ago, when I started feeling so bad, I could barely move and I knew something was wrong. And the attitude was, oh, what do you expect? You're 83. And we have to understand that is not, that's not a useful answer, because something is off in our systems. And that's what I've been so fortunate to find a naturopathic doctor, because the reason it took me so long was to find someone, because I know it doesn't do a bit of good to go to a regular doctor, because all they can do is give you antibiotics and that's not going to boost our system. So Maureen, thank you for your hand up.
Hi, I don't know what you said before, but I have trouble. I have slow internet, so I don't know what you said before when you said that you were worried or something, but I just wanted to tell you, and what I've heard is that my teachers taught me, and I have an email in my box waiting to go to you that I never sent, that when you are in an ecstatic, happy state, when you're enjoying life, when you're grateful, it's a beautiful day, and you say a prayer for somebody, it's a million times more powerful than when you're being empathetic. And most people ask the teacher, is prayer powerful? And they said, well, yes and no. When you're being empathetic and you're worried and you're stressed out, your prayer is virtually powerless. But when you get in that, you can sit here all day and do T-touch and say, you know, divine perfection. But if you are not in that ecstatic, happy state, this is not having nearly the power it can when you raise your vibration. And we think it's not natural, but it doesn't matter whether you play music, whether you think about things that you're grateful for. When you raise your vibration, you're much more powerful. And I try to explain to my friends, if you are stressed out, angry, resentful, like politics. I have friends for the past 4 years that are angry and watch TV. I said, your whole body tightens up and it's harder for your heart to pump. It's harder for your lungs to breathe. It's harder for every organ in your body to function when you're angry, stressed out, whatever. And that's where the word dis-ease comes from. Your body's not at ease. So yes, when you're worried out and you're trying to figure out how to get well, when you are ecstatic and happy and you practice that no matter what, I only watch happy movies. I don't listen to news except Good News Network. When you're happy, the idea is you'll get inspired what you exactly need to do instead of having to go to everybody and find out the answers, which might not be perfect for you. But in that happy state, you get the answers that you want. And that staring exercise, I did one teacher every time we started class because everybody was new. We would sit there for 15 minutes and silently gaze. And almost everybody was crying because we knew more about the other person than if we ever shared in words.
Yes, thank you. It's so true. And one of the things I want to bring to all of you and to hear how it resonates, it's great. I mean, it's really powerful to hold all of the positive thoughts. And yet, if something is off in your body, you need more help than that. And that's what I realized, that I really needed help. And without the blood tests and the fecal tests and the urine tests, I would not know that I am dealing with some very unfriendly bacteria in my GI tract and that I have a very, very low functioning thyroid and that I have a lot of lead and borium in my body. And without knowing this and getting my choice is the plant-based support for my immune system, I can think all the positive thoughts I want, and it's not going to bring me back to help my immune system. And I wanted to share that with you all, because I talk to so many people who've had the same kind of extreme fatigue, not hardly being able to move my body. And this can happen from the state of the fear of the world. And then we really have to, you know, do whatever works for us in terms of boosting our immune system and going with the prayer, going with the gratitude. Without that, I don't think that all of the other help helps nearly as much. And I just want to, I want to hear something from you. I mean, for 4 years, I have been dealing with bladder infection. I went to a gynecologist. She said, you have nothing. But I had this constant or frequent feeling of having to pee, but nothing happened. So she said, no, the urine doesn't show anything. I went back a couple of months later and I said, I really want you to check me again. And she did. And she said, well, I see something there, but I think it's just like, you know, external matter that's giving this. So I thought, man, I think she's wrong. And I went to my nurse practitioner who's been in Santa Fe. Then I was traveling then. And Annie said, you, from a urine sample, you definitely have a problem. Go to your doctor. So I went to my integrative doctor in Germany when I was there. And she said, well, I'm going to give you this simple antibiotic. And she's also a homeopathic MD. And really into, you know, integrative medicine. So I took the simple one, even though I don't do, it was a one-time shot. I don't do antibiotics when I just don't believe, you know, I don't want to bring that to the world. So I did it and it worked for about 6 weeks. Then it started again. So I tried it one more time, same thing. And then I went to D-Manos and it worked. But that's all I've been doing. So recently it got worse. And I just wonder if any of you had this experience. And I mean, it was so bad last week. I had to walk around like holding myself up because I felt like my insides were dropping out. So I'm telling this to a friend of mine. I can't remember because she'd also had bladder issues. And she said that she had a subluxated bladder. And I thought, what? Why has not anyone ever talked to me about this? And so I found out from Eleanor, our brilliant Eleanor, that there is such a thing as a, a pelvic, I can't remember. This is a brain. It's a pelvic something practitioner. And they're trained, they're physical therapists, and they're trained to actually, because what happens is the tendons and the ligaments can stretch or release. And I think what happened when I fell at the pool, I mean, I felt something give, something really exacerbated. And I had this like belly swollen for weeks, like I was 7 or 8 months pregnant. And, but I couldn't get any, I didn't know where to turn to for help. And so what I'm doing now tomorrow, I am fortunate that my naturopathic doctor is licensed to check for levels 1, 2, 3, or 4 prolapse of the bladder, instead of just going in and putting in a basket, which is what my friend had. So you all, the reason I'm telling you this, I know so many women who've dealt with this sensation for years, and they don't get any help. And until I Googled pelvic floor practitioner, it's called the pelvic floor practitioner. I had no idea. And I just wonder how many of you have never heard of that. Yona, I see your
I want to just say something because, Yona, yes. All right. I've been having issues with, in the last, I don't know how many months, off and on. And I've been reading a lot of stuff, and also what you were saying last week with the Dimano. So I started reading. And I stumbled upon a site that was talking about women and toilet paper. And toilet paper is a big culprit with a lot of women for irritation of the vulva, and because of the various chemicals, the formaldehyde, the chlorine, the bleaching, all these different things.
Whoa, hold on a second. Kirsten, can you please write this in the chat?
Finally.
Because I want us to have these notes, because that it's not easy information to come upon. So, Yona,
I went to doctors back in February, and they looked at me and they said, you know, there's an irritation, there's redness here. Have you been riding a bike? Have you been doing vigorous exercises? Have you been having crazy sex? Have you blah, 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 all the usual questions. And no, I don't have a partner, and I don't ride a bike. I do Feldenkrais and gentle movements. I don't do hot, forceful yoga, you know, so life goes on, and I'm starting, these symptoms are not going away. And so what you said last week, and then I was reading a lot of stuff, I came across this site, or then I started finding other sites about women's irritation and the correlation to toilet paper.
And can you repeat what you said was in the toilet paper? I didn't.
Well, there's various chemicals. They do a bleaching process. I could probably find the site and put it up here, but it was chlorine and formaldehyde and, you know, if they're using scented additives, I mean, I don't know all the ingredients, but there's various chemicals and that are very, very, very bad for you. And so in the last few days, I started to not use it. And I've been using, I feel like my great grandmother here, I'm cutting up old t-shirts and making sure the t-shirt has no laundry soap, no nothing, just rinsing them out and drying them and then using that. And the last three, this is day 3, I'm taking careful notes. I have not had any burning, any irritation. I have not had any itching. And wow. I'm beginning to wonder, because I had a very bad accident a couple of years ago. And after that time, I was having a lot more sensitivities to chemicals. I'm pretty allergic anyway to chemicals, but much more so. And so I don't know if this is part of that, but maybe there's a correlation. I'm taking notes. I'm being a scientist. I don't know, but it's interesting that in the last 3 days, stopping the use of tissues for the nose, paper towels, and TP. I have so far not gotten any weird things that I've been getting. So I don't know. I'm going to see what happens.
Well, but think about it. The intelligence of the Italians. You know, they don't use toilet paper. You have a bidet. And what's really interesting, because this is a problem for many people. And about 6 months ago at least, a friend of mine said, you need to get one of these toilets that it's like a bidet. So I got something, I bought it, and we still haven't installed it because, you know, it was like under $100 from Lowe's. And then at Costco, they're probably gone now, they have a real bidet, a thing that would work like one for like $350. Now, what you're saying that, oh my God, formaldehyde, that we're putting that in our body. And I'm reading the book, The Medical Medical Medium by Anthony William. And the reason I'm reading it is a friend of mine had Epstein-Barr, and she got rid of it by following his advice. And one of the big things that he says in there is that, you know, you can build your immune system all you want by putting probiotics in your belly, in your gut. and that does not, it can never get rid of or affect the bacteria that is really doing the damage, causing incredible stiffness, causing arthritis, causing all kinds of things. And so when somebody says, or a doctor says, or your husband says, well, it's just your age, don't believe it.
And the thing is that what makes me so frustrated is that the gynecologists and the doctors, they don't ask women, they don't discuss this thing in the exams. They don't say, what type of toilet paper are you using? You know, and I was reading somewhere where a woman went to a doctor and then she eventually found it on her own. And once she stopped it, it went away. And it was her doctor never said anything. And the other thing was going from country to country. One woman was saying how when she went to a particular country, she started having all these issues. And then when she went back to her other country and using a different paper, they stopped. So it's like, there might be a correlation, but I'm taking notes because I just find this very interesting, and it's something I really never thought about before.
Well, thank you. And for those of you who just jumped in, Charlotte, hi, I see you, and Karen and Harriet and Yael, hi. We're talking about what brought this up for me is that T-Touch can help us in so many ways. And yet when there are other issues in the body, finding a holistic practitioner who's not going to put you, pardon me, on antibiotics, and finding out what's like, if I hadn't had the test for Epstein-Barr, I wouldn't know I had it. Mm-hmm. And I'm very positive about it because I had chronic fatigue syndrome like about 30 years ago, and I got rid of it with every time I forget the name, it'll come to me. It's a SE5. It's a radionics machine that I ran. It's just on frequency. I ran it on myself every day. I bought one myself, but I had two other people, one in France and one in New York, also running it on me. And I was on a really strict alkaline diet. And I'm really interested. This is what one of the things that Anthony William talks about is this alkaline thing. And in the other diets that I'm looking at, you know, we were for 3 years on the Bredesen diet for preventing Alzheimer's, but there's no mention of a balance of alkaline and acid food. And it's really important. And Jewel, I'm looking at you, and one of the things I want to tell you, with the person I was speaking to the other day, and I can't remember who it was now, she was saying, what an effect. And for those of you who missed it, go back and watch what Jewel did with work on your leg, a new type using the zigzag that we use for animals, yes, but not the way we use it. You used it with such presence and such connection to your body. I mean, it just gives me, as they say in Germany, chicken skin. No, here, they say it here in Hawaii, chicken skin. When I think about your presence and your connection and the respect you had for your body when you did that. It was so beautiful, Jewel. It was such a gift. So I'm bringing this up, those of you who just jumped on, because I am, the last few days, I had a major relapse. I mean, I could barely move. I mean, I had a 2 to 3 level of energy going up or downstairs out of 10. And those of you who know me know, see, I sound great here, because as soon as I connect with you all, I'm totally okay until I get up and move away from you. So I'm just, thank you, Yael. This is, Yona, that's really helpful information. And I was hoping that Elizabeth Eckert might be on, because we had a discussion yesterday. And one of the things that she sent me a paper on is the importance of slow wave sleep as opposed to REM sleep, and how important this is to the regeneration of our body. And it's interesting, because my husband went for this 2-week test where he was hooked up and he was carrying this monitor on him, and, you know, went to a doctor and did all this stuff. No mention of slow wave sleep. And apparently, if you look at the research, it's really important. It's a different level of sleep. So I'm bringing this up because I'm so grateful for T-Touch. And, you know, the fact that I've been having this a couple of times, like intense pain, like hot. And this joint was hot and swollen, this little finger joint. And I can disappear that absolutely in less than 5 minutes. But what was causing it, according to all the tests that I've done, was who knows? I mean, part of it may be this unfriendly, 4 types of unfriendly bacteria. And I want to see that when I say unfriendly, what Anthony Williams says is when you change the environment in your body, in your intestinal tract, where the food goes, and you change it to alkaline, those unfriendly bacteria dissipate. And so, you know, in our classes, we've been talking about see those that don't serve you and transmute them to light. Well, besides just my mind, man, I need some of these amazing herbs that can, I mean, they're just incredible. Or the tinctures that Francoise just told me about from, some of you may have read that amazing book, The God in All Small Things by, tell us her name again, Francoise. Michelle, I think it's Michelle.
Michael Smallwright.
Yes.
Michael Smallwright.
Mm. Yes. If you haven't read her original book, it was just beautiful. And now she's gone on and developed this phenomenal garden and the essences of the plants in a new way. And I'm going to get with them. Yes. Marianne, just talk about that, because a lot of people don't know about Paralandra.
Well, the company, I haven't used it a lot, but a lot of my mentors have. And so I'm getting more and more into it. But the whole idea originally, from what I understand, is how she started talking with their garden and like, how do you bring in energy with your garden and the relationships? And so everything that she creates has like a balance with the earth. And what I love about what I've been reading with her stuff lately is how everything's about how we all can help join in and make balance with the earth. And by balancing the earth, it helps all of us as humans on the earth. And so it's really phenomenal. I have a good friend that actually has her garden set up like Perlandra has set up, and she's in Michigan, and how her honeybees and everything is interactive I mean, it's really cool. There's lots of reading though, and lots of things that you can do to balance your body. I have one of my friends that's actually going through one of her protocols where you actually stop using all the soaps and all the stuff that we quote unquote wash ourselves with, the recognition that we do not need to be soaping our bodies down every day, that yes. There's a natural film that our bodies have that's a protection that we're removing by doing that.
Which is a real problem with this stuff that we're required to put on our hands when you walk in the store. I pretend that I'm putting them on because that takes off your natural, and this is one of the things my naturopathic doctor said to me, be really careful because your body has a protection. And when you use all these scented things and all these things that we use, that's why I don't use any creams, because I can't find any cream. All I use is, I use a vitamin C serum on my face, that's it. And a special cleanser that has no, you know, it's really carefully prepared.
Linda, when they talked about TP, one of the things is, what do you use to wash your privates with? A lot of times that, if you look at the chemicals, I mean, all of us should be reading our bottles and looking at what's in there. And really, if you can't eat it, you shouldn't be using it, is kind of the philosophy.
And coconut oil is wonderful, as is olive oil, not, you know, or organic olive oil is wonderful. That's what I use on my body now, between coconut, avocado, and every time I jump out of the pool and shower, you know. Heimke, you had a comment.
And Linda Morgine has her hand raised too.
I see that, but I'm trying to kind of get other people to have a chance to share, and then I'll get to you, Morgine. Heimke? Did you say, I thought you made a comment. Was I wrong?
I've just written down about the communication with plants, that I'm absolutely a fan of the Findhorn Foundation. And I was there one time.
Findhorn,
in Scotland, and it's so amazing, this story about this. And it's really, really great to look into it. And with cleaning myself, I always just use water. I don't use any, and if I wash my hairs, or maybe I wash all the hairs, but I'm not going inside or something. And so just don't clean yourself too much. And it's the same if I'm at home and I don't leave my house, and I maybe, like today, I wake up, I'm the whole day in house, and I go to bed, and tomorrow lunchtime, I will go for a run. So why should I change my underwear? It's a safe, really heal and clean environment. And one of my chiropractor healer in Germany, she told me, don't change your underwear all the time. If you're not going out, if you just smell yourself, there's nothing wrong and dirty.
Right. Thank you. Thank you. So you see why I think this is a really important part of our health that we don't normally get to talking about. Yael, it says unmute. Are you attempting to say something?
Yes, I was, but I didn't unmute. Interesting. Wanted to tell you that problems with how do you call this? I forgot the name in English. What you said that was low for you.
Pelvic. Pelvic.
No.
No, the immune system or energy.
I think the thyroid.
Bladder. The thyroid. When it's not in balance, you can have problems with sensing like you have to go to the bathroom all the time. It can be part of it. And then if the area is low, things can get stuck to it, like bacteria, but this could be part of it.
Yes, and one of the things that, I mean, good God, I am 83 years old. And yeah. when I was having to walk and hold myself because I was in such pain, I didn't know what to do. Was I holding my pussy? That's the only thing I could say. And the fact that it's the pelvic floor that was feeling like it was falling, that makes sense to me. And the it can be either the uterus that prolapses, which is in the case mostly with pregnancy, or the bladder. And one of the things I want to share with you, I'm trying now, one of my really close friends who lives in Santa Fe is a doctor of oriental medicine. And we were talking about these issues and what I was getting from my doctor here. And she has said that she has cured many seniors of this feeling of that sensation by massive doses of D-mannose. So and what she said, because the D-mannose lubricates that whole part so that the bacteria can't stick. And so I'm taking in a glass of water each day, 7 teaspoons for the first 2 weeks, then it reduces. So I have these big tubs of D-mannose. And then I looked at D-mannose. It's so such a wonderful, wonderful substance. And it's totally, you know, it can't hurt you. So these are some tips. And I just, NJA on iPhone, what is Linda taking? Is that your question?
One more thing. There's a woman called Deborah Bowers, I think her name is. I don't know how to pronounce it. She's a Feldenkrais teacher. She's really, she knows her work. And she developed something for the pelvic floor, her own work out of Feldenkrais. And I tried something with her once. I really enjoyed it. She's very deep, and I think it's worth, I'm sure Eleanor knows her.
Yeah, she didn't, I'll ask her if that's the person she was talking to me about. That's a good idea.
And Linda, this is Nancy. That's NJA iPhone.
Okay.
I couldn't understand what you were saying that you were taking. D-mineral?
It's D-mannose. D capital D dash M like Mary A N N like Nancy O S E. Okay. It's never just over the counter. That you can buy anywhere.
D-A-M-N. Okay. Okay. All right. Interesting.
Yes. If you could write that, please, Kirsten, in the chat.
Thank you.
Yes. And my question is this, I hope this is interesting to you, because T-Touch is so helpful to us, but when we have other issues, like I have been dealing with this for a year ago, November, I went to Texas, to Tyler, Texas, to do a 4-hour exam by a anti-aging doctor, Doc Dave Fletcher. He's 2 years older than I am. He only works with friends now. He's retired. You know, what he calls semi-retired. And I've known him for 35 years. He used to bring his horse to me, driving from Texas to New Mexico for weeks long workshops. And one of the things that I went to him for was I was so dizzy, I couldn't walk normally. Like when I would get up at night, I'd have to spread my feet to be careful I didn't tip over. And I told many of you already know this, I came home and I did the exercise that he gave me. And he only gave it to me as a test, where you stand with your ankles together, arms folded and eyes closed. I couldn't do it, it's a test. I couldn't do it for a second, not even a second without, I was between a doorway so I wouldn't tip over. And then you put one foot in front of the other, you know, each left, right. And I did this for a month and I'm totally normal. I can now put my my slacks and my underwear on standing without leaning on something, and I'm not dizzy anymore. And I mean, that was just one thing. And then he did a massive test that he said that most people just don't do these blood tests because they're very expensive. And that is what has led me to finding out the fact that I have, you know, Epstein-Barr, and what they're calling me, I have an appointment tomorrow to check these levels of prolapse and see if there's, you know, if she has any suggestions. I'm going to probably stick with my Demanos and see what that brings me. But the thing that's really interesting, if I hadn't done all those batteries of tests, I wouldn't know. She calls what I have as an autoimmune disease of the thyroid. Now, I don't normally say that because I don't like to use those words, but I want to know, what does that exactly mean? You know, what are all the symptoms of that? When you put that with the Epstein-Barr and the heavy lead and barium, which I'm trying to find out where that came, because 3 years ago, I had a clean bill of health for heavy metals. So where am I getting that? And this amazing bacteria that has developed thanks to my incredible fatigue. So I'm saying all this to you, and I'm hoping that what I'm saying is maybe helpful to those of you who've been told, well, you know, it's just normal to be tired, because, and it is, we're all getting this fear that's around the planet. How do we protect ourselves? What are the natural ways? What are the herbs that we can use? What are the essences, as Francois said, you know, from Michelle, and other people. I know some wonderful people who are working with this wonderful connection with the plants and coming up with really useful support for us. Martine, I'm sorry, I wanted to give other people, because I know you could run this whole course without me. So if you could, you know, just share what you were thinking.
I just wanted to say that I've worked with Michelle Smallwright stuff for 20 years. And when she first started, she thought she was hallucinating and going to a psychologist, and her husband knew about Finhorn, so he gave her the book. But when they had a huge drought around her whole area, she didn't know. This was way before computers. And a farmer came to ask her for something, to borrow some sugar or something, and said, why the heck is your whole land totally green and incredible and everything's growing and all us around you have no, like, it's the same weather. That's how powerful it is. You know, and she turned clay to loam, like, overnight. A scientist was so fascinated, he came over and actually did physical tests of her land and her ground while she'd do these things to prove that what she was doing was actually happening. So I just wanted to share that. And I did Anthony Williams in his first book, his only net fruits and vegetables for a month and to clean your gut. And I could taste, and after I finished that, I learned everything I was allergic to in like 2 weeks. My taste, there were things I couldn't eat anymore because they were so salty, you know, and stuff. So I just wanted to mention that. And my best friend's mother, who's 94 in Canada, has that prolapsed bladder, and she's had to wait a year. December 15th, she's having surgery to fix it. But she's had that problem for a year.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to share that. I know somebody who has that issue.
Thank you. And actually, could you give me the name of that book? Because I only have the book Cleanse to Heal, and I want that book from Anthony, because that, I know that's what I have to do, is the fruit and vegetable.
It's his first book, but I'll go look it up and put it in the chat.
Thanks, because my body says that's what I need, and that's how I got over chronic fatigue, like, you know, in 2 months. That took friends of mine. I had a friend of mine who was in bed for 3 years because the doctors just kept telling her it's all in her head. And she
I just felt so much better after. It was hard for 4 weeks, but I felt so much different after 4 weeks. It was incredible.
I'm excited to go.
Get all the complicated chapters about everything, what to take. I just went on the cleanse. That's all I did. And it was to heal gut. And that was incredible.
Okay. And you have to find out which cleanse, because he has like 3, 6, and 9. He has all these different cleanses.
So it's in his first book. I'll put that in there then for you.
Thank you. Yeah. And the thing is, I hope this is helpful to some of you. Is this okay that we're talking about all of this? Could I get
very
a little
good. Yes.
Because I think it's we just don't have this say. And Sage, what's interesting, it's really worth reading Anthony William, because there are master cleanses and there are all kinds of cleanses that he has depending on the symptoms. It's really I think it's really amazing. And Morjean, I'm so grateful for you, and I'm so impressed, because your path has been, so much like mine, starting with Jane Roberts, and it changed my life on page 90. Changed my life.
I just believe in doing everything naturally. I mean, like that other lady said, for my problem was when I got to Iowa, Jerry and I moved to Iowa because his work moved him there. And I had severe hay fever, severe. We had no idea. We moved to a little town, 900 people in winter time, and spring, summer came, and we're surrounded by hundreds of thousands of acres of blooming soybeans and cornfields. And I am literally almost dying. And we were going to have to move. And we ordered Organic Gardening Magazine and Prevention Magazine just to try to do something. And it saved our life. And we had the only organic garden in all this town of 900 people. They never heard of organic gardening. And when our kids gave the 4-H demonstration, they're like 7 and 9 years old. Mothers came up and said, we've never read the warning on the back of the bottle that said, do not eat within 7 days of spraying. They just like, they're like, they never ever read the warning labels on anything. So, you know, from that day on, 45 years ago, we stopped all chemicals. I only use on my body what I can eat. I only use to clean up my house what is safe for animals, insects. Only use organic stuff on my yard, because my body and my health is the most important thing. So that's how I started 45 years ago.
Yeah. So thank you. And, you know, we hear this stuff over the years. And it's thanks to me having all of these factors at once, for which I'm so grateful. I'm also incredibly grateful that I have this opportunity to share, because to hear, you know, much of the validation and other possibilities. Like, I'm so happy to hear, Francoise, from you. I love Michelle's work and what she's done. And I was really fortunate to spend time with Peter Caddy from Findhorn. Actually, I was at his second wedding in Mount Shasta, and he came to our place, and you know, I love Findhorn, and it's still very active today. But there's something about the story of Michelle, it's so personal. I just love her story. And could I just get you a couple of things, if you could share with everybody, because not everyone's reading the chat. Let's see. Maybe you could, Paula, you mentioned something, and I want to hear from Sage. Paula, could you just come on and say what you recommend?
Sure. Yes. I work with an intuitive healer, and he has suggested that we take iodorol, which is helping to detox. It's an iodine. But he also wanted us to drink warm water with about 1/4 teaspoon of Himalayan, or, you know, a good salt, good quality salt, to help with the detox. And he also has been taking something called monolaurin, which is a coconut oil based supplement, which is also just supportive for all of the body's tissues. And so I'm on that on a regular basis, and I find it really supportive.
And what I suggest from you who are not dealing with big issues, that anything that you're, you know, you think about taking, check with your body with kinesiology and see, does it work for your body? For me, I'm not taking anything that anybody recommends until I check it now to see with the combination of what else that I am taking, because the combination makes a difference. And so I just signed up yesterday for, it's a health membership with a integrative doctor and his wife, who's a naturopathic doctor who really specializes in diet. And for $145 a month, I can get as much help from them as I want. Like, it's unlimited. And so I want to get some support with that. So I, you know, if you're normal, like, find out what comes, like what some people suggest, and think, wait a minute, kinesiology wise, does that fit with my body? Because there's so much choice out there. It's really incredible. Sage, you have.
I actually teach that. That's part of what I do, is I teach how people can learn how to substance test using kinesiology, because it's so important.
Yeah, I mean, I don't take anything without checking to see what my body says. You know, or I check it for everything. And I like the body test because I can tell right away. With the pendulum, I don't always trust it. It's something different. Anyway, each person finds their own way. Denise, did you just raise your hand?
No, I don't raise
okay.
my hand.
Good, okay. So Gretchen, I see you.
This just reminds me when I realized years ago how much money I was spending on self-diagnosis. I'd read something and say, oh yeah, I need that. I need that. Oh yeah, I need that. You know? And so kinesiology and muscle testing is definitely good. And I just think in general, if you have a practitioner that you align with, you know, somebody who knows something else, a different approach, et cetera, that's very important. And I'm thinking about you staying with your dis-ease, you know, that maybe we need to, you know, you switch, like I've learned from you, to a recognition, an attitude of recognition that you're listening right now to this time that you're in. You know, it's not going to be forever, and you're trying to find the best path, solution. You're trying to find solution. That's all there is to it. So, I mean, I think what I'm trying to say is, I think if we recognize that we're in that period, we're not meant to be up all the time, you know, effective with our knowledge and our wisdom, but we're meant to be like searching. So, and that definitely leads somewhere, but we can't beat ourselves up about it. Just like deciding to turn off the news. Yeah, that's a good thing. That's something we can do. We can turn off everything we know and say, I'm going to listen. What's the path? I say, because I'm not necessarily dealing with anything so difficult. But what I did want to say before all that was, I found Body Landscape. I don't know whether if anybody knows about it. It is the Korean five element. The disposition of your body, basically, but you know, whether I don't even understand lesser yin, greater yin, whatever, it's based on when you were born, what month, and where, not the year, but the climate of your birthday. So I was born in late March in Pennsylvania when the ground was wet and cold. So what my body needs is spice. I need to fire up my stomach. And you know what? I lost 14 pounds. My diet is not restrictive. I can eat anything, meat, dairy, nothing, you know, nothing like that bothers me. But I need the spice. And I changed my cholesterol 40 points across the board, like overnight, like, you know, maybe a month. And I've done it. I've done that also before, changed cholesterol in a very quick amount of time with various diets. But I don't have to diet. You know, I just need to make sure my stomach is getting the heat that it needs to operate, for the organism to operate. So I if anybody wants her name, I'm happy to type that in there. I thought it's a great perspective.
Absolutely. Yes, and each one of us is attracted to a different way with this.
Yeah.
And I see in the chat that someone was asking about the kinesiology. I used the pendulum for years, of course. I've done the muscle testing, which you can't do yourself, really. But what I use is this type, where I simply ask, first of all, can I ask about a question? And I have to get a yes or no if I can ask about a specific question. And then for me, forward answer is yes, and a backward is no. And I love doing this with groups of people, because you get often people who are shocked, because you can't stop your body. It just does it. It's really fascinating. And, you know, one of the things, if I hadn't done all the tests, the urine, the fecal, 3-day fecal, all of these very expensive blood tests that normally aren't done, thanks to Doc Fletcher, I wouldn't know that I have chronic fatigue, that I have this serious thing with the thyroid, that I have lead in my body, and that I have these bacteria. And I wouldn't have known, holy mackerel, this thing that I'm experiencing, this pelvic floor issue, is a real thing. It's not my imagination, for goodness sake. So by looking at this, you're like, what else have we got to do right now? I mean, that's a funny question, because most of us are really busy. But it's our opportunity to go inside and really learn about it and find out what works for you. You know, what actually works for you, because each one of us are different. And we'll find a different way with it.
I think I also just want to add that I thought Yona's suggestion that it's all related to the thyroid, because I also have low thyroid, was a really important piece.
Yep. And for me, so let's take a break. It's 4 minutes after I went over. Let's start at 15:15 again. And I'd like to actually now go, unless you have something pressing with this, which is fine to go on. Otherwise, I'd like to hear some T-Touch solutions and issues that we're dealing with. So we'll stop this part and...